40% of the state's third graders tested below grade level in reading last school year. Many parents and legislators say that statistic is unacceptable. The state has been trying to boost reading scores for the last 2 years with a law called Read to Achieve. But is it getting schools what they need to improve scores? Jess Clark reports from Greensboro.
Learning to read is hard work. Take it from Jocelyn, a third grader at Faulkner Elementary School, who first started sounding out words in pre-K.
I was trying to read, and it was difficult for me, and I kept practicing and practicing until I got it right.
Now, Jocelyn says she reads big books.
They're interesting to me and mysterious.
With vocabulary like that, it's safe to say Jocelyn will probably test high enough in reading to go on to fourth grade. But not all third graders will. Read to Achieve requires schools to identify third graders who don't read at grade level and either hold them back or send them into transitional fourth grade classrooms where they get specialized support.
I think we all understand the importance of young children being able to read. The whole dynamic of learning changes when one learns to read.
That's Republican Representative Craig Horn from Union County, and he's referring to the switch research says should happen between third and fourth grade, from learning to read to reading to learn. Horn and other supporters of Read to Achieve say there's too much pressure to push kids into fourth grade, even if they're not ready.
Maybe that's the pressure we're putting on our kids unnecessarily, and we need to focus more on outcomes and achievement rather than on just the process.
The policy was born in Florida in the early 2000s. There, it came with millions of dollars to improve instruction and hire hundreds of new reading coaches. North Carolina's version did not come with similar funding increases, but it did come with lots of testing and required specialized instruction time for retained third graders and transitional fourth graders.
What is the title? We first look at the title.
Wanda McLemore teaches a transitional fourth grade language arts class at Faulkner. She's divided her students based on skill level to work in small groups. And she keeps the struggling readers with her for special instruction, just like the law requires. But she says it's nothing new.
I don't know. I think it's just a structure that the system put in place. I mean, if you are an educator really conscious of what your role is in the classroom, you were very aware of where that achievement was for each student. And you make steps necessary to bring that together as much as you can for that student.
Most educators aren't asking for more assessments. What Guilford County administrators say would make a difference is more teacher training and more books. McLemore says a smaller class or even a teacher assistant would be helpful. She already tutors her transitional students after school 2 days a week, but she doesn't get paid for it.
The thing is, you have to do what you have to do. You know, I can't focus on what if I had this, you know, another person. I just have to do what I need to do each day.
Union County Republican Craig Horn says funding plays a part. The state gave districts additional funding this year to extend the summer reading camps for retained third graders to first and second graders. Senate leader Phil Berger has alleged the Department of Public Instruction misused some of those funds to pay for administrative costs, but the department has denied those accusations. Horn says he thinks the state can boost reading scores without making large spending increases. Instead, he thinks the state should leverage the help of education nonprofits.
There's bound to be some duplication. There may be some efficiency is available for us to get all of these organizations working together in a more comprehensive fashion. That could free up some additional funds, so it's not just more tax money.
How that's done, Horn admits, is not an easy question to answer. You can bet legislators will have to crack open more than a few books to figure that one out. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.